It's time for your AFN Kunsan radio update. I'm Staff Sergeant Crystal Munguia. The Chaplain Corps and Hispanic Organization for Latin Appreciation hosted a home away from home dinner at Sunlight Inn. They cooked up some chicken and vegetarian enchiladas, tres leches, beans, rice with chicken, and rice. Senior Airman Anna Nguyen, Religious Affairs Airman, had this to say.
We host these dinners as a way to boost morale and also build relationships amongst everyone on base. These dinners are hosted twice a month. Airmen can get more involved. If they want to contact us, we can schedule them the next home away from home date.
In other news, the 8th Logistics Readiness Squadron received, prepared, and processed cargo and equipment during a cargo deployment function at Kunsan Air Base in support of the Super Squadron Testing Initiative. The 8th Fighter Wing is sending 9 additional F-16 Fighting Falcons to the 36th Fighter Squadron at Ulsan Air Base. This will increase the 36th Fighter Squadron's total assigned aircraft to 31, temporarily forming a Super Squadron in an attempt to optimize operational readiness. Along with the F-16 Fighting Falcons, 150 aircrew and support personnel will also transfer to Ulsan Air Base in support of the tests. The Wolfpack will continue to conduct regular training, enhancing interoperability and readiness between the Republic of Korea and U.S. forces. This initiative underscores 7th Air Force's dedication to protection and security on the Korean Peninsula. That's it for this edition, but for more Wolfpack news, go to kunsan.af.mil. Be sure to follow AFN Kunsan on Facebook, download the AFN Go mobile app, or tune into 88.5 FM AFN Kunsan the Eagle and your local AFN television station for the latest updates from Kunsan to across the Pacific. I'm Staff Sergeant Crystal Munguia, and this has been your AFN Kunsan Radio Update.